Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody. Yes, happy Friday. We have tons of entertainment news for you, and we got some hot tea for you to sip. But before we get to pouring, we got to stop in and check in with our crew there in Atlanta. What's up, everybody?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, guys.
Now, of course, our girl Portia is home. She's feeding. She's burping. She's just loving up on baby PJ, but that's okay. We have Real Housewife of Atlanta, Eva Marcil, sitting in with us.
Hi, Eva.
Hey, guys.
All right, later in the show, we're going to check out some celebrity thirst trap photos. Are they sexy or not? You tell us, and we're going to weigh in on that. And Headcrack sits down with our girl Taraji P. Henson. I'm so jealous of this, to talk about her new movie, Best of Enemies. But first, Headcrack, I hear you got something juicy to talk about.
Well, listen, the six-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady has lost his Twitter virginity, and the athlete finally opened a Twitter account and immediately got trolled by his buddy, your boo brat, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Now the trolling all started.
Are you following me?
So the trolling all started with an April Fool's joke when Tom tweeted his first tweet and said, I'm retiring. In my spare time, I'll be tweeting. So The Rock wasted no time responding to his friend with a Photoshop picture of Brady using his body with the caption, my good friend Tom Brady just texted me and said he's retiring. What a career. And that also, he's joined Twitter. Good to see him comply with our dress code, and he loves his new fanny pack.
Oh, my goodness.
It actually looks real, almost.
It does look real.
It actually does not. Tom Brady's thighs on Tom Brady looks ridiculous.
Right.
That's the man hips that Chris Kardashian boyfriend got.
Tom didn't let The Rock slide. He responded by saying, I feel like I'm the only one adhering to this dress code you told me about. Then he posted a Photoshop picture of The Rock's face on a very old picture of himself with the caption, looks like you skipped leg day recently, though. Mm-hmm. That one didn't look as good.
Now, Tom's been very active on, like, Facebook and Instagram, so all of a sudden he decides to join Twitter. What's the reasoning behind that?
You finally cave in. You just finally cave into it.
Yeah, I'm sure he might, like, inflate and deflate his numbers or do something exciting on Twitter.
He'll inflate or deflate. I gotcha.
Never forget.
Well, the 24th anniversary of singer Selena Quintanilla's death just passed, and Jennifer Lopez is spilling all the tea about how she prepared for her breakout role as the Tejano singer. In a recent interview, the superstar said, I soaked up everything. I watched every interview that I could. I slept in her bed at home. Oh. I talked to the whole family. I spent time with them. It can be melancholy and beautiful at the same time. She slept in Selena's bed, y'all.
Oh, really? She went to Texas.
Is this a little creepy to sleep in somebody's bed that's dead?
Why is she talking about this? Selena, honey, this has been a long time ago. I know it's been
because it's the 24th anniversary.
It's the anniversary. So it's anniversary.
Yeah, but I don't want to. She's just trying to be relevant again.
J-Lo's trying to be relevant?
Wait, stop.
She's
pause,
never
pause,
irrelevant.
Gary, J-Lo has
we
been
talk about her every other day.
She's been relevant since she was a fly girl. What are you
talking
about?
Okay, on In Living Color.
Like, oh, stop.
She's
been relevant since she was a larva.
Since she danced for MC Hammer before she was a fly girl. Then there was Diddy, and the list goes on, honey.
And on
Ben Affleck. You
and
know, then
Money Train. A-Rod.
Then there's their own show. There's their own movies. Come on, Gary.
Now, here's what I will say. If you think that you can get somebody's mojo, so she was sleeping in her bed, but she did a great job in the movie, so if she's thinking maybe if I'm in Selena's bed, somehow part of her will rub off on me and I'll be able to channel her better when like, if I found out Oprah went to the bathroom at a place I was, and if I had a chance to go sit on Oprah's
you'll give yourself a swirl.
I would go, if I could sit, feel Oprah's heat from her body, like if I sit down real quick, I'm right behind her. I would do that because I'm thinking maybe somehow I would get some of Oprah's, like, knowledge.
That's not a heat, Heidi. That was a fart.
I take it. I don't care. It's part of Oprah. I'll just, you know, waffle.
I sleep in Prince's bed. Long as he come join me.
You want to be haunted by Prince, huh?
Okay.
So, Brad, you've had a lot of acting roles. Did you actually try to go method any way, you know?
No.
You just what? Go, what's the part call for, and you just do that?
You just kind of do it. Yeah, I don't like staying in the mood like that, because you might be somebody real evil and mean, and you might cuss your mama out by accident and be like, Mama, I was just playing. I'm just with your mama because I got to do this movie role and shit. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't do that. I like to just study, learn it, and do it.
All right, a little later in the show, Headcrack is going to be talking with Taraji P. Henson. We're all jealous of that. I know. She's going to be talking about her new movie, Best Enemies. Well, Variety Magazine has included Taraji in their new Power of Women New York issue. They're also featuring legend Bette Midler, a journalist Christiane Amanpour, model Gigi Hadid, and singer Kacey Musgraves. Now, Taraji is spilling the tea about some salaries in Hollywood. This is such a great story. She talked about the time a studio offered her half of her asking fee. This is what she said. Oh, I know, Eva. This is so good. You are going to cheer. She says, quote, I walked away. I'm not selling myself short. If you want a discount performance, go get it. They're out there, but you're not getting it from me. I deliver, and I have the track record to prove it.
Ooh.
You gotta know your worth, yo.
Taraji!
Is this before she was Taraji P? I mean, like, where she had this recent explosion for her career? Was this before that and she didn't get the job? Or is it after that and she got
it? She exploded with Baby Boy and John Singleton. She's
That's what I'm talking about,
map.
Eva.
All right, well, she's not the only one talking, because Bette Midler is also getting candid about paychecks. In 1985, she signed a multi-movie deal with Touchtone Pictures. She told Variety, quote, at the time, I was the highest paid female in town, which I never said. I was proud of it, but I didn't want anyone to know because I didn't want to incur any wrath.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Remember when it used to be rude to ask people what they made for a living?
I mean, it still is.
That's why she says, I didn't want to tell anybody. It'd be rude to say how much I made. Plus, I don't want to put it out there how much I'm making, because now everybody will ask for that. I mean, I am the highest paid for a reason. And when people know I'm the highest paid, I demand that.
But
so I'm
going
to keep that to myself.
But, you know, there's a saying in Hollywood. I know my manager always said, you never get what you're worth. You only get what you negotiate. So
it's always in Hollywood about the discrepancy in pay between the female actors and the male actors. But you never hear from Jeff Daniels bitching, because when they shot Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey made $10 million for that picture, and Jeff Daniels made $4,300 and a package of socks, okay?
And some Newports.
You never hear that story.
Yeah, so don't even complain.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He was definitely dumber.
Well, yes, he was way dumber.
So y'all remember Snooki from Jersey Shore, right?
Oh, yes.
How can you forget Snooki with her drunk ass? Well, used to be drunk. Anyway, well, she was recently mom-shamed after a trip to Disneyland, y'all. Snooki and her husband Gianni took their son Lorenzo, who's 6, and daughter Giovanna, who's 4, for some fun at the park. Well, when Snooki shared a pic on Instagram showing her kids in strollers, the haters went off, and they told her kids should be walking. Oh. And Snooki, who's pregnant with their 3rd child, clap back, honey. And she said, quote, they walk, but in large crowds, I prefer if they sit their asses down. Save me some of the stress of not losing my offspring.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come through New Jersey.
Okay. Yes.
Disneyland is a big park, and kids get tired very quickly. And so you put them in a stroller to push them around, because you're going to spend the whole day there. It makes sense. And this is another segment of Shut the F*** Up.
Seriously, they got grown-ass children walking. They got kids that don't have legs and can't walk. I'm on Snooki's side.
It's a stroller. Come on.
And, like, going through those big amusement parks is nightmare fuel.
Okay.
You want to keep everybody as close to you as you possibly can.
In control.
You, close, dear hand. If you knew you were going to be
in,
you
need to pull. Like, no, they see Mickey Mouse or something, they might be like, Mom, and then just dart off. You know,
and no one says anything when we push you through the amusement park in a stroller.
Yeah, I mean, but
that's a wheelchair.
That's a wheelchair.
We put Gary in the wheelchair so we can cut in line.
Yep. All righty, well, coming out, we've got your all-star thirst traps for the week. So come right back. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Head Crack, and I want to talk to you guys about this cool service I'm using called Wix. With Wix, you can create your own professional website all by yourself. Now, Wix has over 500 templates for you to choose from, but if you want, you can also start from scratch. Now, I love using Wix because it allows me to explore my creativity with their huge selection of cool design features and apps, and not to mention this all-in-one platform gives you the option of unlimited fonts and video, and the list goes on. And on top of all the creative features Wix offers, it also includes built-in SEO tools, and everything is automatically optimized for any desktop or mobile device. As a result, your brand name gets found online in search engines like Google and Bing. And hey, who doesn't want that? I highly recommend Wix, and you too can take advantage of all the great features it offers by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/podcast to get 10% off. Don't worry, start today. Again, that's Wix.com/podcast. Again, that's Wix.com/podcast.
Dish Nation.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, it's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Now, this is where we take a look at some recent revealing celebrity posts on social media to see if they're thirst trapping us or not. Now, straight out the gate, we got Sam Smith. He posted this pic to the gram with the hashtag Naked Day. Sam also said this: today I decided to have a naked day and spend the day in my room and watch TV and read what I want and just celebrate this bod. Let it all hang out, people. What you think?
He didn't make me moist at all, so I mean, that's not a good picture. No, hon, I'm not even moved.
I think it might be a thirst trap, though, because he says he's going to have Naked Wednesday every Wednesday. So maybe he's having people come back and see him every Wednesday. So he's like, look at me every Wednesday.
You get to see the transformation.
This is empowering at its finest. There is no thirst in this trap at all.
All right.
I will preface this next one with, this is a picture of the same person. Now, Gucci Mane went on the gram to hit us with a little weight loss motivation. Is he trapping or nah? Look at the glow up.
Back when I used to be a fat boy, people who ain't in shape, people who ain't healthy, people who need some inspiration. Because listen, I was 290 pounds. Now I'm 190 pounds. I lost 100 pounds. Look at this. I said I'm 190. So check this out. You can do it if I can do it. Use me for inspiration.
Now, as a guy, this is motivating, because to see him go from where he came from to be where he's at now, this is very impressive. But for the ladies, is this trapping or not?
It's not trapping, but I like the before picture. It was trapping. The Gucci before, because, I mean, he was
sexier. Oh, so you have a type. You like, like a big bear guy.
He was sexier. He was bigger. I mean,
you like that grimace build.
He was in the trap. Those are two different things.
Yeah, well, that too.
If you lose 100 pounds, you deserve to trap, okay?
That's right.
Set every trap you want, because he does look fantastic. I just wish he would have told us how he did it. How did you lose the 100?
He went to prison.
To jail.
There's good news, bad news. Here's the deal. It's you're going to go to jail, but you're going to come out real hot.
It's a 24-hour fitness.
Yeah? Well, let's see if this one wets your palate. Former member of the boy band One Direction, Liam Payne, posted a pick from his day at the water park with the caption, have you ever tried to get onto one of these things?
I think when it's a selfie, it feels more thirst trappy to me.
Yes.
But if somebody else was like, he was in the pool doing his thing, doesn't look like he's even paying attention, that was a candid shot, and then he went, oh hell, I'll post it. That seems a little less thirst trappy to me than a selfie.
But how do you know he didn't set up a tripod and have the camera on a timer?
Inside the water?
Right? Then that's thirst trappy.
Yes.
I don't think it's a thirst trap. I think it's a lovely, candid photo.
I think he's thirst trapping trying to get to the ladies because he's single again.
This is like new age thirst trapping. Yeah. It's like that subtle, I'm not trying to look thirsty, however I am single, ladies.
It's definitely thirst trap.
Well, all right, y'all. Thank you, everybody, for playing
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
So let's continue on with the fun, y'all. We got a new segment called
Dish Double Tap of the Week.
We got to shorten these, really.
Anyway, Frank, this is where we highlight a clip from a social media star that we gave a double tap to, which means we liked it a lot. Oh, this week at Shuler King, who is a comedian and funeral director. Yes, honey, a funeral director has a warning about if you see a certain type of grill at a barbecue. Take a look.
Anybody want to tell me what in the mortuary meat house madness is going on here? I got one question. Where'd you get the meat? Please don't tell me this is Ray Ray's Rib Shack and Funeral Home. I'm sorry, I can't eat no meat from out of no casket. Probably be naming the food after the people he got it from. We got some teddy back ribs. Teddy back ribs? I ain't never had no teddy back ribs. They like baby back ribs? No, we don't sell no baby back. Today we got teddy back, just today and today only. Well, why you call them teddy's back? Because they teddy's back. They got them off teddy's back.
When you're from the hood, you kind of may expect something like that, because black people come up with some very creative things.
Well, what's weird about that is I guess you can rent caskets. Caskets are expensive.
You can go to Costco and get caskets on sale.
You can buy caskets at Costco?
Well, you got to buy 100 of them, so I hope your family's pretty big. You got to buy 100 caskets at a time.
You can get your...
So if you're making people laugh on social media, tag your funny videos using the hashtag DishDoubleTap, and we might let you get on Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, up next, Head Crack sits down with Taraji P. Henson to talk about her new movie, Best of Enemies. We're going to have that for you after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. Now, Head Crack Guy is always trying to one-up me, honey. Now, after my legendary interview with Taraji P. Henson for her movie, honey, What Men Want, Head Crack was so jealous, honey. But anyway, honey, he stole my interview with Taraji for her new movie, Best of Enemies.
Well, Gay, I'm sorry you feel that way, but they actually sent me an email requesting me specifically. They said, please don't bring that other guy. And let me tell you.
Oh, no! Well, I mean, well, Head Crack, did she ask about me?
Of course she did. Watch the interview for yourself to the very end.
And at water.
Last night, an electrical fire destroyed East End Elementary School.
Mama, where are we gonna go to school now?
Mama gonna find you somewhere real nice to go.
Not gonna have black kids going to temp school.
Oh, come on. They're gonna put them somewhere.
How do you prepare for something like this, especially considering that the source material, the person that was about, like, you know, is no longer with us?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you connect to some of those nuances?
I just watched a lot of tape of her, just to get the sound. And, you know, she's a Southern woman, and a specific Southern woman. We're talking North Carolina. You know, people think you just put on a Southern drawl and you're Southern. And it's like, no, it's different, you know, dialects in different pockets of the South.
This here does the talking for me.
I have a Bible.
Well, then you ought to know.
Know what?
Same God made you, made me.
For me to not see myself, I had to work with the wardrobe, and I needed a suit. And I said, I need the suit to make me feel heavy. Like, I need to walk different. And when I got there, the suit was great, but the boobs looked like mine. And I was like, call Tyler Perry and ask him what they did to my Diaz boobs, because I need that.
What made you focus on this period in time?
A lot of schools were already desegregated, but in Durham, things were going on, you know, the way they went. And until Ann Atwater decided to take it as her mission to change the school system, and because she was able to do that, she changed the community, she changed the people in Durham, and she's changed, you know, the world. And through this film, hopefully a lot more people will be inspired.
In your best Southern accent, what rap song do you think you can kill harder than anybody using that particular style?
I don't think I'm that talented.
Really?
You would have to give me a minute. Not that I couldn't do it, I just need a minute.
Make Petey Pablo proud.
Petey Pablo!
Well, we're ready to spread that passion to the masses, the best of enemies, man.
Thank
y'all
you.
Did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see y'all do something else together. This is like the new, like, Hollywood.
Oh,
do you remember,
God,
like, when Denzel was using, like, in Spike Lee's joints for a minute?
Yeah.
Like, we need to get something cooking. Love it.
Taraji.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Gary, it looks like MC Hammer is catching up to you in age, honey.
What?
Yes, the rapper just turned 57 years old this past weekend. Actually, Gary, you're about 20 years older than him. Anyway, he wanted to show the fans that he still had it, honey, and he could still move just like he did in the 1990s. He shared a video, y'all, showing us his patented dance moves. Take a look. Damn, he had like 4 Adderall, 14 Red Bulls, a Monster, and a Celsius.
That's like when the club opened at 7 and you get there at 7.
At 57, hammer don't hurt him, and I'm talking about your hips.
Seriously. Right. That was pretty good, though, to be 57.
That was impressive.
So, Gary, I feel like that was like challenge. So can you challenge, Gary? Let me see what you can do.
All right, Gary.
I got a move, bitch. I'll show you.
All right.
Let me show you.
Let me see this move. Not a bowel movement. What kind of move is this?
Whoa.
You can't touch this. Nobody wants to.
No,
because
this
move
to
San Francisco Frisk.
Gary looks like the elderly stand-in for MC Hammer.
And he do it like that, honey.
Mm. That's MC Mallet. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.